First of all, now is this an event going on across Canada?
Yes.
Okay, the Ovarian Cancer Canada Walk. And I also understand this is a team with knowledge and lived experience of ovarian cancer. So tell me more how this initiative started.
So it was almost 2 years ago that me and Jay came together as the students who are studying ovarian cancer. And we didn't have any kind of club or any associative that we can get together. And also because we are very few students who are studying ovarian cancer in the Queens. And we just wanted to have experience and connecting more people from even clinical studies to the academics and just promoting awareness. We are also making some videos and we posted on our socials and YouTube for more awareness about ovarian cancer. So it all started with these aims.
First, the club joined the Walk of Hope in a previous year. And then this year we had a connection with a woman in the oncology department. And now we are actually organizing the Walk of Hope. And so this is basically a walk that stands for hope for a future without ovarian cancer.
And just looking at your website, speaking of hope, I saw that there are some messages of hope on the website. Tell me a bit more about some of the goals of having that on the website.
Sure. So I think the disease is a highly specific disease and it gets diagnosed at a later stage. So basically there are limited therapies that can successfully target this disease. And what we're trying to do is raise awareness here for women with ovarian cancer to raise money and funding to go back into the research, to go back into advocacy efforts. And in doing so, we hope we can, you know, better the knowledge on the disease, make people more aware, and have more researchers focused on it.
Okay, so I see that the Ovarian Cancer Canada Walk is happening on Sunday, September the 11th, and I can see that people can either register to walk in person or virtual. And I'm curious to know, how would the virtual walk work?
Well, we had the virtual walk last year. It's like that you register in the website. And then I heard that people who register virtually, they can either walk around their neighborhood with their friends. So we think that we assume that it might be like that. And also when they register, basically the donation and the registration fee go directly as the donation. So it's more like a fundraising color to it. So that's about the virtual walk.
You can walk around the neighborhood. You can walk around the local hockey rink. You can even go on the Stairmaster at the local gym. So yeah, there's lots of potential for the virtual walk.
Great. And for the in-person, is there a set route?
Yes, it's in Lake Ontario, and we have a certain route for that. And we're gonna like later on give the maps, and there we're gonna have signs for people to know where they should walk.
Now, in terms of how does the fundraising process work? So how people register, and then what is exactly the process in raising money?
Well, there is a registration fee when you register in the website. And that's $20. That goes directly to the Ovarian Cancer Canada, which is the main group who is holding these walks all over the Canada. And you can add to it and buy some packages. And those packages include t-shirts or a couple of other things. So it's how it starts.
Basically, when Ovarian Cancer Canada gets the funding, they can choose based on their initiatives, whether they're going to donate it to, you know, vital research or advocacy efforts or provide support for women with ovarian cancer.
Excellent. So Sunday, September 11th, and as we mentioned earlier, this is going on across Canada. So basically in communities all across the country, there will be walks happening on that day.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And you've touched on it briefly. So Ovarian Cancer Canada, once they receive all the funds that come through that day, some of it will go towards advocacy, some of it towards further research initiatives, and beyond that, anything else that we know that the fundraising will support?
For caring for the patients as well.
Excellent. Great. And for those that would like to contribute and get involved, what is the best process for them to do?
Well, they can reach out to our website. And also, we have a still open and available spots for more volunteers. So we encourage people to just engage in it. And especially that it's more like a very group and community wise walk. So we hope that they reach out to us, and if they want to be volunteer, we still have open spots for them.
So I think the website is ovariancancerwalkofhope.ca, and you can just go straight to that website, and it allows you to register as a single participant or join a team. Here, we already started the Queen's Ovarian Cancer Club team, and people are welcome to register for our team as well.
And if they do search us, Queen's Ovarian Cancer Club, they Google us, our website just comes up, and they just can simply click on it and get more information about this walk.
And both of you will be there that day for the walk?
Yeah, of course.
We will. There'll be a number of tables, such as the registration table. We also have a kids table for coloring, as well as bracelets that'll be available to purchase. And we're also going to have a refreshment table.
Yeah, and also info booths for raising awareness and also talking about the new research that are been going on in the Queens and in the general ovarian cancer. So that will be our info booth too.
Great. So it'll also be an opportunity to learn more about this cancer as well.
Yes.
Yeah. We're excited to get an opportunity to educate the public about ovarian cancer and what we're currently working on at Queen's University.
Okay. Before we wrap up, I'd be curious to know a little bit more about what both of you are working on.
We're both working on ovarian cancer.
So my project, I'm working on immunotherapy that targets ovarian cancer. So we basically harness the immune system to counteract the negative effects of cancer.
And for me, I'm working on a cellular stress because ovarian cancer cells are very special. So basically they are inherently far from any vein or something. So they are used to being in a stressed mood. So they kind of have been adapted to perform very well. So what I'm doing is that I'm studying how they became so adapted to the stress.
Excellent, because as you did mention at the start of the interview, that this ovarian cancer often is not detected until the later stages. So you're looking into some of how these therapies can still help to treat it at that stage, correct?
So basically, chemotherapy and surgery are not working optimally, and we need more targeted therapies for this specific devastating disease.
Great. Okay, well, thanks to both of you for joining me to talk about the Ovarian Cancer Walk of Hope.
Thank you. It was awesome.